and then you trap them into why you you kick them. Yeah, because I've been telling Christians, right? I say that how you call yourself a Christian, and then you say that you've been axed, you've been some a witch cast a portion on you, a spill on you, and the Bible say that no weapon that form against you will prosper. Why is it a prospering? Why is it?
Yeah.
Why is it attacking?
That's
why?
Crazy.
Something's going on.
No weapon formed against me.
Yeah.
No weapon is formed. No. Yes, it will, because you know what I'm saying. Because listen to this. This was one of the first scriptures that I had ever learned. When I first became a Christian, because I was trained by a pastor, like when I was 18, is Ephesians 6. I think it's Ephesians 6.
Yes.
And that's good.
Put on the whole armor?
Oh, thank you. Put ye on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day. And stand therefore, and having your loins girt about the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of righteousness. Yeah. Wait, I think I said that was your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. And above all, having the shield of faith, which is the word of God.
No, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word.
The sword, I'm sorry. I did it wrong. The sword of the Spirit,
yeah.
Which is the word of God. I did it wrong. My bad.
And praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therefore with all perseverance and supplication.
Oh, you know that
word.
Yeah. Because I don't know that, because you going.
Hey. Hey, I'm a warrior.
Okay. Let me.
I'm a warrior.
I wanna do this. I wanna do one more with you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me go ahead and touch you on one more scripture if you don't mind. Is that cool? Okay. Hold on 1 second. Just give me a second. Count it all joy when you fall into divers.
Knowing
that the trying of your faith does what?
Work
is what?
Patience.
There you go.
Let patience have
patience.
A perfect work.
Have her perfect what? Her perfect what?
Work. Her work. In time, wanting nothing.
Nothing. And in time, wanting
nothing. Entire, wanting nothing.
And entire, wanting nothing.
Yeah, entire, wanting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you know the word.
Yes, I do. I told you, I'm like, you don't believe me, I was a minister. Like, I do. But, you know, the crazy part about it is, like, I pride myself on, because there are some things in the Bible that I do go by, but when I go to people and I be like, try to encourage Christians on the Bible, because I say, you know what, God will open you up window and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. What is it? Taking it.
Hey, guess what?
Run it off.
Hey, guess what?
Men shall give unto you.
Hey, guess what? It was this king. This king was making mockery of that same scripture, right? And I think Elisha told him that you're gonna see it with your eyes. But you will not handle it. And guess what happened? He saw it with his eyes and people trample him. Can you
and
imagine?
You know what? I wanna say to you that the biggest part about Christianity that I had spent a lot of time on was Corinthians and I told you this before, this was one of my biggest issues about divorce and what Paul said about it. And I felt like my heart was broken because I researched hard. And one of the crazy parts about it when I came out of Christianity, that I still try to encourage, you know, Christians to continue to be a Christian and continue to, you know, do what they're doing because it's going to make their life better. Because I'm not a teacher and I'm not going to teach you my stuff. So I'd rather be to keep going what you got. They will say, well, you know, the devil knows the Bible. And I'm like, yeah, of course the devil does. Devil encourage you to keep going in the Bible? Like, what? Like, no, yes, I know the Bible, and just because I'm not a Christian doesn't mean that I'm the devil. Oh, the Bible, the devil knows the Bible. Yeah, okay.
Love is not even an appearance. Because a person, if you love a person because of their appearance, that might turn to be a 400 pounder. You still gonna love him?
But you know what? The thing is that when you say that, your music slows down. Love, so many things I gotta tell you, but I'm afraid don't know. You know the song.
I'm trying to remember it.
There's a possibility. You look at me. I'm not saying
this sounds good. So what I'm saying, have you ever been loved before?
Have I been loved?
Have you ever been loved before, or have you been loved before? Have you ever been loved, or have you ever been in love before?
I feel like that. People have been in love with me before, but I don't feel like that I have really been. I feel like there is one relationship that I was in love with, and the guy he did love me. That was a Jamaican, and he left because.
Okay, the way I'm understanding love, right? Because the Bible says love, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things, love will never fail. So if a person loves you, so if a person loves you, and you know, and know you have a situation, right? You will still, you still be with them, and your love will cover the multitude of what they're doing. So deep down, he didn't love you. Because if he loved you, he will stay with you to try to help you so you can be changed. You know what I mean? He don't want to bail out of it, because if God loves us so much that he sent his best, he sent Jesus to die on the cross, right? So a person that say they love you, right? Because love is sacrifice. Love is sacrifice. Right. Love is, I mean, that you will sacrifice yourself for that person to stop doing negative so they can start doing positive. You wouldn't want to bail out, because if they bail out, they didn't love you in the beginning. They just love, they love what's between your two legs.
Yeah, I think that, you know what, can I tell you something?
Yeah,
great.
a lot of people, like, when I get with people,
I try to heal them from their trauma, and I try to connect with them. Like, if you were here, I would want to, like, hold hands with you and just exchange energy so I can feel how you feel. I want to know your passion. I want to feel how you've been hurt. And with that, because of my meditation and, you know, whatever, people fall in love with that because I try to help people heal their trauma. And I haven't, you know, completely healed my own trauma to a certain extent, but I feel like when they find out that I have trauma too, that I have issues too, that I just magically disappear because I lit a candle. No, that's not how that works, because magic doesn't change who you are.
Yeah.
You have to do that work within yourself.
Hey, okay.
I can't have magic
to love somebody neither, right? You can't use magic to love somebody, right?
No, it doesn't. That's not how that works.
That's a puppet and a robot. Understand Constantine and everything, right? Understand that King James Version, I believe that he was a homosexual, he was doing all that stuff, right? But listen to what the Bible say. The Bible say the whole man of God speak that was moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, God used an imperfect vessel to be used. You know what I mean? Listen, he used the weak to confirm the wise. Listen, Jesus' purpose was to go among the poor. He didn't go among the rich. So when people say that King James Version was the he's not even an author, right? If you look at a time when King James Version Bible was being written, you know that people was dying for the Bible. You know what I mean? Back in England time, right? People would say that I'm going to believe the Bible if it costs my life. So when people talk about King James Version and King James was a homosexual, King James was not the author. God was the author.
He was the interpreter. And there has, what we have now, there are a lot of interpretation errors that I found just on my own.
Okay.
Because yeah,
give me some, and I say it's not contradiction. Because listen, I'm gonna tell you this, right? For one year, totally 1 year, right? I stood in my room, right? And the only thing I did was I eat tea and bread. I quit my job, right? And I studied. I went to the deeper depth, right? I could get all the controversy. I read about King James. I read about Constantine. I read about Catholic. And for the whole 1 year, right, I sacrificed for who I am or what I am right now, right? So when I hear about all this controversy about the Bible, you know what I mean? The Bible that changed my life, right? My life was going into shambles. My life was being I was wounded as a child. And the only thing let me keep my mind the way I am, it was the Bible. It was God. Because remember, listen, remember my parents left me when I was 3 years old. They left me in Jamaica saying that we're not gonna bring you to America. Right? And when I came to America, right, I sold out my life for God. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm untouchable. I'm serious, I'm untouchable. I can go to the deepest part of the hood. I'm talking about I met Satanists. I met people that had a Satanist Bible in their hand and they confront me. And I wasn't afraid. I talked to them like an ordinary person.
You shouldn't be afraid. Like,
right. I'm still meeting people that's very weird. And but listen, I'm not afraid of them. I told this one lady, she always comment on my page, right? And I say, you must be a witch. You must be a Satanist or atheist, because you comment on my page like I'm saying something wrong. And I'm here, am I helping people? And you think you pick apart everything I'm saying, right? So number one, you must not have a husband. Number two, you must not have a children. And number three, you must be one of those witches that trying to come out and you in a shell. But I'm telling you, I met people like you. But I'm not gonna back down from your abuse, you know, verbally, whatever. I'm not, because I know who you are. And then she opened up and saying that, you know, I am suffering with some kind of problems in my life, and I do have a degree, and I've been in church for 45 years, and I do suffer from all these kind of problems. I said, lady, listen, the only reason why you're on my page, because number one, you want to seek help, and you're hiding your hurts. So what you're trying to do, you're trying to attack me, but you're not attacking me, because I know people like you.
And that's the thing. Like, for me, mm-hmm. for example, mm-hmm. I don't subscribe to Christianity or any religion. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said before, if Jesus helps you to live a better life and makes you comfortable, by all means. Because this is the thing that I can never understand, is that when speaking about, you know, witches and Satanism and things of that nature, if I personally was that threatened by Jesus, like, I can sit here and say, Jesus, oh, in the name of Jesus, I can say with power and conviction, I can do that.
Right.
But the thing is this, if I felt like that name powerful, even though that, you know what I'm saying, that's not even his name, if you want to be technical, we could say Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
Was that powerful? Why in these, listen, if you can't beat them, join them. If there's witches out there that feel like Jesus is so powerful and that they're coming against you and you hate them so much that you just feel like you got to be sitting in a basement, jacking off the kitty corn and eating Nutty Buddy peanut butter by yourself to sit here and say, oh, I think I'm going to fuck with the Christians today. I think that I want to put a spell on Christians. For what? Why? Why? Why would we do? Because if you don't believe that, then what power does it? If you believe that Christians have
chunky peanut butter, nigga. Like, you're weird. You're weird, weird, weird. Why do you sit up and think about crystal ball? If any witch ever came to me, which I never had, a witch come to me and tell me that they hated Christians and that they put spells on Christians or any other religion for that matter, I would call them out, I would call them weird, and I would tell them to go ahead and go back under the rock from which they came from and don't ever put yourself in regular civilization ever again. If you feel that.
Hey, but can I tell you this? Can I tell you this, though? You know, I've met people, and believe me, I've met people that, like this one lady example, one lady, she hadn't been around our house for over 3 years, right? And after a while, she started hearing me talk about witches and talk about this and that. After a while, she started grabbing a hold of what I'm saying, and she left our house. That's one person.
Wow, that's amazing.
And the next person, right, this person... Her son was supposed to marry this girl, right? But her son started seeing a tendency of witchcraft. And her son decided not to marry this woman. You know, this woman went to attack the son and let the son become paralyzed, right? Let the son have a stroke and everything, right? But what happened now? The lady grabbed hold to what I'm saying, right? And I told, you know what I mean? And now everything that I'm saying, it kind of enlightened her son. Her son started walking again. Her son, disfigurement start being normal. He start being normal again. And I told that lady, there's something else in your house that damaging. Listen, almost everybody in her family died. So also the two person left, the wife and the son, everybody died off. So when she heard about my ministry, right, and she started grabbing a hold of it, right? She emailed me and said that, you know, thank God for you because since I've been listening to you, I start feeling alive again. I start feeling like my son started walking. My son, he was in a wheelchair. Now he started walking and started talking. And she started opening up saying that he was supposed to marry this woman, but this woman was a witch. And he decided not to marry her. Then the lady put wrath on this young man, and I told her that it's time for her, right, to start believing what I'm saying and to stop all the curse, reverse all the curse and kill all the curse that's come up against your son. You know, I'm not here to speak on fantasy. This is reality.
I'm not retarded, or right. I do know that witchcraft and voodoo is used for evil. And I know, you know, that there are spells that can hurt people and keep people around you. And I'm not oblivious to that. I know that. I know the spells. I don't practice them. I don't do them. The only thing that I do, the only spell that I ever practice is I honor my deities. And I just, like, for example, I never, ever, ever broke. Oh, like, my uncle, like, literally 10 minutes before I called you, my uncle called me earlier, and I had been on the phone with him for, like, 2 hours. That's what took me so long to call back. And he told me that his wife just had a surgery, and, she had a cyst on her ovaries. And so I was like, okay, cool. Now, mind you, before, 2 weeks ago, I had no money. And I was like, dang, I need some money. I did a spell. 2 days later, $1,000 was put into my account. And so I bring my uncle up because it felt good for me to tell my uncle that I was going to spend, and he lives in Colorado, and it feels good for me to say I'm going to send her some flowers. So tomorrow, because she doesn't get home until Friday, and tomorrow I'm going to buy my son some flowers with a personal message. And that felt good, just knowing that I was able to do it. I didn't have to sit on my knees and pray and pray and beg, Jesus, please, God, please, no, I don't beg. My deities for anything, because it's an even exchange of what you do in me. I feed them, they help me. I don't beg
started into voodoo and hoodoo? What really got you started? Somebody hurt you or your feet?
No.
What was it? What really turned you on?
Me because I'm a researcher, me doing a lot of research on the Bible and just finding how a lot of things did not make sense and a lot of things were not making sense to me outside of the Bible. And so, because I was a really good minister. And so when I started researching, I don't even remember how I came across voodoo because it's been so long.
How you really came? You remember how you came across it? You don't think it was a whispers in your ear? You don't think a being came to you?
No being came to me.
No whispers in your ears. No whispers in your ears.
I take that back. So this was within my research, and I did have one being that came to me, which was Elegba, or Papa Elegba. And that's the one that when you ever watch movies, and like a movie that has something to do with voodoo, and they always have like this black man that's dressed up in all this makeup and stuff. He's at the crossroads. That one.
And powder on his face and all that? Or painting? Painting on his face or something like that?
Yeah. You'll see, like, the paintings on the face, and they'll be like, you know, they call him, a lot of people think that he's a demon, he's a crossroads. When they say, like, James Brown went to the crossroads to learn this, and another, I can't remember blues artist, said he sold his soul to the devil to be able to play the guitar, and he played the guitar, you know, really well. At first, he couldn't, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. He's the one that they call him at the crossroads, because people make, you have what the story is you have to go to the crossroads to find him, and he will, I even remember Denzel Washington played him at one time, played Papa Elegba, in a movie with a white boy that wants to learn how to play the guitar. But anyway, what Hollywood makes is that he's a crossroads demon, that if you want to learn anything, or if you want to be successful in music, you go to the crossroads, you play your instrument at 3 a.m., and Elegba will come to you and grant you what you want in exchange for your soul.
So this is what happened to you?
And that's...
And the Bible come back and say that what is a profit man to gain the whole world and lose his soul, or give an exchange, for his soul, so people can exchange. Now let's talk about Kobe Bryant. Now Kobe Bryant is a witch, you know that, right?
Okay.
You know Kobe Bryant is a witch, right?
No,
huh? You know that?
No, I didn't pay a lot of attention to Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant is a witch. The only part I'm interested in is Kobe Bryant not playing basketball, but because, you know, listen, my job, I think I'll sit on this work for a purpose. You know what I mean? I think you say something that it keep on ringing in my ears that I'm a witch slayer, but I don't think I'm a witch slayer. I'm a person that wanted to get the witch on the other side, which is a good side. And, you know, I think that's my purpose. I'm sorry. You know, that's my purpose. So I was interested in Kobe Bryant, he choosing the dark side. You know what I mean? Even though it's witch, even though he was rich, his other side was witchcraft. Witchcraft have made him become a great basketball player. Witchcraft have made him become very successful. Witchcraft have killed him.
That is true. I'm gonna tell you that there is always when you decide to there are certain deities and stuff that you can bargain yourself off to, and they will give you success. And you want to say like, well, why aren't all witches successful? Why? Because they're I do know the ugly side of it's kind of like God. I don't worship my deities. I honor them. I don't worship anything.
So who you worship?
I don't worship.
Who you worship?
The black man.
Stop it. Stop it. But the black man didn't create you, though, right?
No.
Right? The black man didn't create you. Come on, let's talk. Don't think a black man can make
a you. Black man did create
hey,
me.
Hey, listen, my the sperm created, but who invented the sperm? Who created the sperm? You know what I mean? There's an egg and there's a sperm, but who created those those reproductions to make you? So, because the only thing a black man's purpose was to be an instrument to bring forth a child. And for a woman to be the carrier of a child, right?
Do you? Can I?
We created with truth because that's all I present to people. I don't present religion to people. I present a relationship.
Present truth. Yes.
I present a relationship, and deep down, if I could show you some of my emails that from people that come out of the darkness and want to get the light, you know what I mean? And I say all my YouTube video is not in vain. You know, there's people that really email me, right? And I want to, you know, I'm not crying anyway. I try to cry, I can't
you're
cry.
Listen, your last name Fernandez?
Yeah, my last name Fernandez. Fernandez.
So with that being said, you can continue to, you know, that's my own relationship. Like, let me deal with my relationship with God the way that I need to deal with. But however,
can you make me a promise? But I can say that within the 6 months, that it never come to pass. Never, listen, my friend, never let a witch prophesy to you, because a witch will prophet lie to you. Now, this young lady, she was, a minister before, and she backslid and she went into pagan witchcraft. She's a pagan witch. So here she is prophesying to me, but her prophecy never came to pass, because she stayed 6 months. Thing gonna blow up. It been at least past 6 months and beyond, and what she said never came to pass. So I'm saying to you, Ma, never let a person, especially a witch, prophesy to you, because her prophecy is nothing but lies. Her prophecy is nothing but poison. Her prophecy is nothing but a hill of beans. And I stand on the word of God, that the Bible say, let God be true and every man a liar. So she was a liar, because she prophesied lies. So this was my interview with a pagan witch. And I'm sorry it didn't come through very clearly, but I have some more that's coming.
Help the spirit to attack the person more?
Yes. It's the ultimate. That's why when you look at new rituals and even, I don't really know if which, like, your team, which thou does, because I don't study their things, or Wiccan, or things like that. So I don't know if they do or not, but I know personally.
So you practice voodoo. You practice voodoo, basically.
Yeah.
But not rituals.
I don't practice witchcraft.
So witchcraft is basically white people.
Yeah, Witchcraft is a bit different than voodoo, because honestly, as they stole everything else from us, they took voodoo and kind of did it differently. Because here's the thing, in voodoo, we kind of go off of our ancestors and let them guide us. With witchcraft, and I know this for a fact, because I know I've met a lot of witches, they use demons, and they call up, like, Belial, and they know the names of these demons, like, Hell's Gate demons and stuff like that, and they call them up to do their bidding for them, and that's not what we do. We don't call demons. So, and when you say demons, you're like, all right, if you believe in demons, can't you believe in God? But it's not like that simple. They are benevolent beings that have been here, but evil beings that have been here for thousands of years. And they call on them, do their bidding for them. And now, when you get into a sector of voodoo, when you talk about doing evil stuff, that's called Palo de Ango. And Palo de Ango is the sector of voodoo. Dark people, really, really dark people. Like, and I don't practice Palo de Ango. I don't even know a whole lot about it, because I've witnessed people that did it. I was in a house one time and doing a Palo de Ango ritual, and literally the entire house started shaking. And I was like, nope, I'm dead. I don't know who these deities are that's got this house shaking and that's got everything in this house rattling.
Reprobated, right? Reprobated might mean that means that you are rejected by God. Period. And like example, let me give a prime example. A person that's drinking hot coffee, right? And the more they drink hot coffee, their tongue become gnawed. That means that they could drink hot coffee. Would all say, oh, this coffee is hot. So the person's tongue come used to the hotness of that coffee. So a person that continues sinning, and God come and warn them, and God say, hey, listen, you got to stop. And they reject God, and, you know what I mean? And they are, like example, like Esau. Esau was rejected by God. Because the Bible say, Jacob I love and Esau I hate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's not like
but
a state.
It was, but it was because of what he did, though.
Yeah.
The first price,
right.
So that
right.
Why?
Right. And so a person, even in the book of Romans, right? When I example a transgender. Now a transgender is a person that's saying that they are the creator. They're saying that God made a mistake, yeah. So I'm gonna be creator. I'm gonna clean up God's mistake. God should have made me become a man, so I'm gonna be a woman, so that, you know what I mean, that's what I am. God made a mistake by putting me in a man body. Now I'm gonna make a mistake, but I'm making a correction by being a female. But guess what? There are a lot of people go back to the original sex, right? You know that, right?
I would love to have a conversation with my best friend, because she's like very intelligent as far as the Bible goes, and like I had a conversation with her yesterday, and she knows that my path that I've chosen, but she still tells me all the time, like, you know you were chosen by God, you're running from, I'm not running from anything, God will get to me, you can call me, you know where I'm at.
I actually left Christianity, I did pray.
I prayed for about a week, and I asked God to show me if he was real, and I looked for signs, I was looking, I was paying attention to everything, nothing happened, and I was like, you know what?
Stop it.
The thing about it, but you know what, the thing, how narcissistic is God, though? Because, you know what, if you can get something out of God better, if you praise God, praise and worship. And so let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. What does praise and worship do for him? That's like, if you ask me, if you say, hey, Lana, can I get $20 from you? I'm like, yeah, of course. But you gotta get on your knees and worship him first. What does that do for God? What does, so we say what, because she couldn't even explain that to me. She said what it does for us. I said, what does it do for him? What does our praise and worship do for him? Does it build his ego up?
Limitate this, right? And a lot of people have made a mistake by saying, see, God don't need us. We need God, right? Let me tell you that for sure. That's number one,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And the second thing, right, there's enough evidence of the God existence, even though, I'm going to give a prime example, right? I don't know if you read the book of Habakkuk. Have you read the book of Habakkuk?
No.
Well, Habakkuk was complaining about God, right? He was complaining to God about God at a point that, God, why are you unjust, God? Why would you let the Babylonian come and destroy Israel, right? And you know what Habakkuk say? Habakkuk say, I'm going to stand on my watch and see what he will answer me. Though it tarry, I'm going to wait for it, right? So even though you ask God, right, for a revelation for who he is, right? See, Habakkuk was like you. He say that I'm going to stand on my watch and see what he going to say to me. Though it tarry, he going to wait for it, right? And they say, without a vision, the people perish. So people like atheists, they say they want evidence of God. The Bible say that heaven declare the glory of God and his handiwork show him, right? So what more evidence do you want from God? Because God don't live in space, matter, or time. God don't live in that.
Right.
He don't live in it. Right. God is not in a box. God is out the box. And right. I don't know if people want God to come down and slap you, or God, you want people to come by, call your name by say, hey, but God's right. word is the evidence of his existence. You know what I mean?
And, you know, like the Bible says, faith is it.
I know you know this book, right? In Revelation, I think the third chapter, I think verse 17, when John said,
I got about four Bibles. Don't have to break the Bible.
Hey, when he say that either hot or cold but lukewarm, I'm gonna spew you out of my mouth. These are the people, right? That in the church, right? They are lukewarm. They're not hot. They're not cold, but they're lukewarm. That means that they're still on the fence, right? They still, don't get them wrong. They will cuss you out. Don't get them wrong. They will get their witch friend to put something on you. They say, I'll get my witch friend to put something on you. I'm saying, excuse me. What you doing with a witch? What you doing with a witch friend? You know what I mean?
I mean, you got a witch friend. I mean, hopefully you consider me a friend. But, I mean, I would never, I'll give you a great example. The pastor that I
kill a rat? Have you killed a rat before? And drain the blood.
Have I did what?
Kill a rat and drain his blood. You can tell me.
Yes, okay. When I was thinking about animals, I was thinking about big animals.
A rat.
Yes, okay. I have.
Okay.
And I will also tell you that there have been times